Get the very best that Steve Barkley has to offer while cutting out precious time and travel expenses. Working and learning online with Steve brings customized online coaching sessions to your team whenever and wherever it's convenient. Conquer key challenges in 60 to 90 minute sessions. Personalize content to meet your unique goals or areas of focus. Develop ideas into a concrete plan of action with small group discussions led by Steve. Visit barkleypd.com/online to learn more about working and learning online with Steve, including a special introductory experience for new customers. Help your team achieve more with working and learning online with Steve.
Hello, and welcome to the Steve Barkley Ponders Out Loud podcast. For the last 35 years, I've had the opportunity to learn with educators at all levels, both nationally and internationally. In each of the coming episodes, I'll explore my thoughts and my learning on a variety of topics connected to teaching, learning, and leading. Thanks for listening in. Multi-year teacher collaboration. Many schools are focusing on increasing teacher collaboration in order to gain an increase in student achievement. I'm a very strong believer from all of my experiences in the past that whenever I worked with a team of teachers, my students benefited from their insights and learning that I took away from those situations. My experiences with professional learning communities has reinforced that there can be real power in creating opportunities for teachers to be part of a vertical professional learning community so that they're looking at student growth across a 2 or 3 year time frame. One of the suggestions that I frequently make to leadership teams is that they consider as a starting point, if this kind of collaboration is new to them, that they consider as a starting point getting teachers to focus on making a 3 year commitment to students. What I mean by a 3 year commitment is that as a teacher, I spend time in the classrooms and time connecting with teachers who have students the year before I do. I spend time collaborating with teachers who have the same grade level or that I'm working with. So in the elementary grades, that means the third grade teachers collaborating, but also collaborating with art, music, PE, and learning specialist. And then that I follow up so that I'm working with teachers who are working with students a year after the student has been in my classroom. So in that setting, by working with a teacher who has kids the year before me, I begin to collaborate on assisting that teacher in best preparing students for coming into my grade level, into my content field. So at the elementary, it's the second grade teacher who's better prepared at getting my students prepared for third grade because of those interactions I have with a third grade teacher. For the third grade teacher who's working with the second grade teacher and going back that year level, it's creating the opportunity for the teacher to understand their students better by knowing the experiences that students have had prior to coming into the teacher's classroom. So thinking about ways that you as a school can create those vertical connections. I'd like to share a couple of examples with you in this podcast. One strategy that I've seen schools work with is built as a starter around student work. So as you move into the month of March and April, have students complete a piece of work that is given to the next grade level teacher. This can be really helpful, for example, looking at a middle school whose students are moving up into the high school. So imagine eighth grade students complete a piece of writing, and that writing is given to ninth grade English teachers at the high school. and that the ninth grade English teachers look at that work, write comments on what's strong about it, how it could be improved, probably leave the grade off, and send it back to the eighth grade students. Working with their teachers, eighth grade students take the input from the freshman teachers, they revise their work and submit it. And if we started early enough, it might come back to them again with some comments on strengths and how it could be improved. And that very last one that the students submit might be graded. And now that grade might actually be recorded as their first grade in the next year. So imagine English students walking into a freshman English class and their first freshman English grade has already been recorded based upon the work that they did at the end of last year. Now, in this case, just the student work with comments going back and forth between the teachers begins that communication process, both about students as well as about what teachers in the next grade level are seeing as the most important skill sets for students to be developing. I came across this strategy working in an elementary school where fifth grade teachers came into the staff lounge and kind of threw down the papers that they had just collected from their students at the beginning of the year, and they were complaining about the poor quality of student writing. And a couple of grade four teachers sitting around the table looked at the work and said, no, give those back to us. And the fourth grade teachers picked them up and they walked into the fifth grade classrooms, passed the papers back out to the students and said, you won't offend us like this. Do this over now. And the quality of the student work went up immediately when they were faced with their expectations of last year's teacher. That school decided that that should occur at the end of the year so that when teachers the next year are starting with students, they already have in front of them a sample of the level of quality work that that students are capable of doing. In that particular school, students come into fifth grade and the teacher has a writing folder for them. And in their writing folder is this paper that was done at the end of the previous year. And the teacher tells students, don't hand in any work that doesn't match at least this quality because I know you're capable of doing that. Another strategy that I've found some folks looking at is taking goal setting and moving it to the end of the year activity rather than a beginning of the year activity. So just today, I was in a conversation with a third grade professional learning community team that's looking now, as they're going into the month of May, to sit down with second grade teachers to look at student current reading success and to set goals for the end of third grade. So using the input of teachers who are second grade teachers and have worked with the students that whole year, and now third grade teachers knowing the standards that their students need to meet, together in a collaborative format, they look at setting goals for what kids will accomplish by the end of third grade. Doing that goal setting now begins the collaboration process that will likely continue into the next year. So when based on the input from the second grade teachers, third grade teachers set a goal for a student and the student isn't meeting and achieving that goal, they're rather quick now to go back and ask the second grade teacher for her insight because they aren't seeing what that second grade teacher had seen. The second grade teacher, having been part of that goal setting, feels somewhat committed to assist the third grade teachers in moving a student towards that goal. I've worked with some middle schools that have taken this process and used it within the middle school where they took sixth grade students and as an English department looked at student writing and set goals for the kind of work they'd expect those students to be producing by the end of eighth grade. So they actually set a three-year goal, which means now as an English department, they can be looking at student work, identifying which students are on target to achieve the goals that they've set, and to make modifications in their instructional process to try different strategies with students when students are coming up short. So the idea of setting that goal vertically sets the stage to encourage teachers to continue their collaboration and continuously look for strategies as to how they might work together. I worked with a high school science department that actually took a look at students' work in biology, and the biology teachers met with the chemistry teachers and looked at setting goals for students coming into a chemistry class based on what that teacher now understood about the student's preparation and the success in the biology class. Very interesting in that example, the teachers got into a conversation that the chemistry class was going to involve more math than the biology class had required, and that make a difference in goal setting. That led to them bringing the math department teachers into the conversation to be part of the goal setting strategy as well. And the last example I'd like to share with you came from a principal I met who did an outstanding job of communicating this collaboration within the district. She was an elementary principal, and she made a commitment to spend one morning a week in the middle school that her students connected with. So in that morning each week, she was visiting sixth grade classrooms in the middle school and talking with students who had been fifth graders in her school. That conversation allowed her to build the bridge and to collaborate, to get her teachers to collaborate in identifying where were the students being successful in sixth grade and in what areas were the students running into difficulties. Now, those areas uncovered could be academic and curriculum content focus, but they could also be in structures where their expectations that sixth grade teachers had that students didn't get the opportunity to develop as fifth grade students. I know one district I worked with, when we got sixth and fifth grade teachers to work together, the sixth grade teachers observed in the fifth grade classroom and announced, this is never going to work. And the fifth grade teachers in surprise said, what's not going to work? And they said, well, students have their backpacks sitting next to their desk and they're digging stuff in and out of there all day long. When they walk into the middle school, they're going to get a locker and they're going to leave the locker in the morning. And our expectation is they're going to go back to their locker once at lunchtime to switch things around. And learning that, the fifth grade teacher went back and moved the student backpacks to the back of the room, and the students practiced in the morning thinking what they would need in order to make it to lunchtime. And whenever a student had to go back to their backpack, they kind of recorded it on the board, and their goal as a class was to get better and better and better at pre-planning and needing less of those trips. That seems very simplistic, and yet I have to tell you, the middle school teacher said, wow, I can't imagine the instructional time we gain when we'll decrease the number of times that sixth grade kids have to go running back to their lockers. Teachers collaborating, teachers talking, and I want to share my middle school folks out here, I realize that you are frequently setting in the most difficult task because you've got to build that collaboration between the elementary school and to the high school. In many ways, I think our middle school folks might step out and be some of the best people at modeling for us the need to build that vertical collaboration. Thank you for listening in, and I hope that if you've got other ideas for increasing that multi-year collaboration of teachers, I'd love to hear about them. Have a great day. Thanks for listening, folks. I'd love to hear what you're pondering. You can find me on Twitter at Steve Barkley, or send me your questions and find my videos and blogs at barkleypd.com.